And a very warm welcome to Eden Kelly Church this morning. It's a great pleasure to be here today to welcome everyone as we gather together to celebrate the start of the new union of Dyke and Eden Kelly Parish Church of Scotland. And we're delighted also to welcome Janet White, who's moderator of Murray Presbytery, who will take part in our service, and also John is here as your locum for now. And for those who don't know me, I'm Jenny Adams. I'm your interim moderator just now, and also minister of Duffus, Spiney and Holtman Church. I have left them in the safe hands of someone else today to come to be part of this special service today. So today we come together. Well done everyone for making it through the roads and car park safely, and thank you for those who did their best to make it as safe as possible. And we also, as we gather together, celebrating communion today. And so this is the Lord's table. It's an open table, open to all who want to take, to hear and respond to Jesus' invitation to come and take and eat. And it's gluten-free bread we are serving, and it's non-alcoholic grape juice. And we hope that that is open, but hopefully, but with the intention that that makes it as open a table as possible for everyone. We come together, and we come with all of that, because all the life and work of the church is stuff we offer to God and bring to God. It's part of our life and work together. But we also come with all of that to God in our worship. So you're invited, if you wish, to join in the responses, the call to worship, printed in your service sheet. From east and west, from north and south, we come together to meet God. Old and young, daughters and sons, we come together to learn from God. Rich and needy, friend and stranger, we come together to be fed by God. Whoever we are, whatever our story, we come together to journey following God's ways, this day, this year, and always. We are still in the Well, we are celebrating Epiphany today in our worship, the coming of the wise men. And so we sing of that in our first hymn, hymn 323, the first Noel. The first Noel is a big sing, so I'm suggesting that for verse 3 the women sing and the men listen, and in verse 4 vice versa.
Let us pray. God our Father, your love is at work in all that you have made. Son of God, in your likeness, we are made new. Holy Spirit, you touch our lives with hope. Receive our worship, claim us for your service. Set us free to honour you today. Holy God, giver of light and grace, we have sinned against you and against our fellow men and women through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We have belittled your love and betrayed your trust. We are sorry. We are ashamed. We repent our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past and lead us out from darkness to walk as children of light. Lord of life, you have called us together in the name of Jesus Christ. In him and through him, we praise you. For the gift of your Son, our Saviour, born a child, growing to maturity, teaching you truth, healing the sick, befriending sinners, crucified at Calvary, risen, ascended, and with us forever. From our hearts, we thank you. for all that you offer us through Christ, for the leading and strengthening of the Holy Spirit, for our baptism and growing in faith, for the nourishment of word and sacrament, for the fellowship of others in the church, living in this place and across the world, for the gifts of yours which make us what we are, for talents of mind and eye and hand, for every opportunity to be of service, for those who love us and cherish us, for those whom we value as neighbours and friends. Lord, from our hearts, we thank you. Give us grace, we pray, to accept your gifts joyfully and to use them generously to your glory and praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught his friends when they pray to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen.
Our telling of our Bible story today is one that we're going to do for all ages of the church family, both. And so you may have to unleash your inner child for this slightly. But I'm looking for four volunteers at this point just to help keep everyone on the right track. I wonder if Laura would like to bring her daddy up to help. Because we're going to tell, it's the story of the wise men, the Magi, but it's going to be interactive. So when we tell, as we tell the story, when the word stars is said, you all have to go twinkle, twinkle. And you can do actions as well. So I wonder if Lowry and Stuart could hold up. So when you hear the word stars, can you do that, Lowry? Can you do a twinkle?
Stand up here.
You're going to stand up here. So when we hear the word stars, we're going to go twinkle, twinkle. Everyone's going to do it, not just you. So I might need another couple of volunteers, another three volunteers to hold up other reminders. So when you hear the word star watcher, look at that, you see, young at heart. When you hear the word star watcher, you're going to go, whoop, because it's a story about people who watched stars, who were looking for stars. And then, so star watcher, you go, look, camels. You go, plod, plod. I don't know, I never worked out what noise camels make otherwise. And then when you hear about a king, you go, Your Majesty. So we'll need to have a quick run through this again, aren't you? So, but these people will help remind you what it is you meant. So with stars we go. Very good. Star watcher, you go, look. Camels. Lord. And the king?
Your Majesty.
Very good. Time to go find the words. So I said, yes, young and young at heart, the church family is made up of people of many ages. The sky was black, the night was clear, the stars were bright as diamonds. Perfect, said the star watcher. Just as it should be. But just then, God nudged the brightest star and sent it floating like a kite across the night sky. Quick, called the star watcher to his friends. Come and see, there's a new star. And that means a new king. Said the second star watcher. Somewhere, a new king is about to be born. I'll tell you what, said the third star watcher. Let's follow the star and see. So the three star watchers climbed onto their camels and set off after the star. When the star zigged, the star watchers and their camels also zigged. When it zagged, they and their camels zagged across deserts and mountains and rivers until the star watchers and their camels reached the land of God's people, the Jews. They tied up their camels and went into Herod's palace. "We've come a long way," said the first star watcher to King Herod. "We have followed a remarkable star," added the second star watcher. "So can you tell us where the baby is?" asked the third star watcher. "The baby born King of the Jews." "King of the Jews?" "King Herod," trying hard not to look upset. "Let me speak with my advisors. I'll ask what God has promised." So the king called a meeting. A meeting that was not very happy. A meeting about God's promise that one day he would send a special king. Herod sent for the star watchers. "Look! Gentlemen," said the king, "God has said that the child you seek is somewhere in Bethlehem. Take your camels and go to him. Find him, then come and tell me where he is so that I can visit him too." King Herod said this with a smile, but he had already determined to kill the child so no one would take his place. The star watchers didn't know that when they left on their camels. But they soon found out. For the same God who had nudged the star visited them in a dream and told them the king's dark plan. So the star watchers went on their camels to see young Jesus, son of God, and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then they went straight home with stars in their eyes and God in their hearts. Very well done. And thank you, my volunteers. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's a story we tell as part of the Christmas story, but it's also a special story for early January. The story of the star watchers, also known as wise men or magi, the kings. And it's the story of our journey. And we're at a new stage of our journey here in Dyke and Edenkillie. And so it seemed a particularly appropriate story to be considering today. And a story of wise folk going on a journey, and they needed to know where they were going. Now they didn't have a map, but they had a star to follow. They needed to know, to be able to keep going. So they needed provisions, presumably. That's why you have camels to carry things, I guess. So you need food, you need ways of keeping going, you need people. You need people to journey with. We don't know exactly how many wise men there were, but there were certainly three gifts, and the odds are there was a few of them. So you need people to journey with, and you need people to stop and ask directions from. And so as we think about our journey as a congregation, we need those things too. We need guidance. We need to know where it is we're going. We may not have a big star to follow, but we need to find God's way. God nudges us in lots of ways to help us find the right direction to go. We need ways to keep us going. So we need food and support. And today we'll celebrate the family meal of the church as we're reminded that we are fed by God, strengthened by God. And we do that all year round as well, where we strengthen and support one another through eating, drinking cups of tea, pieces of cake, bowls of soup, all sorts of things together. And And of course, we also need people to journey with, however wise or otherwise sometimes we are. We need people. And you've been journeying together as Dyke and Eden Kelly for a long time. But today, we start doing that even more closely together, journeying together. And for the rest of the service, hopefully Laurie is going to decorate at least one or two stars in a wee box. But you might all get this, you all can get join in a bit at the end. I thought that maybe as a reminder of God's guidance and what it is we follow through the year, we might put together a couple of wee mobiles. So you have a star, there'll be one for each church, so one for each building, one church, two buildings, one for each building. And we can decorate, you can, there are wee stars, stick-on stars and things. And we can hang other stars from there. A reminder, basically, that we can have these in the church. We started this year thinking about following God's way, about finding God's light to follow in the year ahead, in the days ahead. So while Laurie may be working on things as we go, and if anyone else wants to of any age, there are wee tubs here with crayons and stars. Also, you might want to take a minute at the end, even just to stick on a gold or silver star onto our star as a reminder that we commit to doing that, to making that journey together with God. And we're going to sing the story again in our We Three Kings, and it's printed on a separate sheet inside your service sheet. We Three Kings, that story of following the star, being guided by God.
Isaiah chapter 60, reading from verses 1 to 6, and you'll find this on page 593 of the Pew Bible. The New Jerusalem. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and the glory will be seen upon you. A nation shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about you and see. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from far, and your daughters shall be carried in the arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, and the young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. Amen. Thanks be to God.
As I said, today marks a new stage in your journey together following God. Many of you have been following God in the company of the congregation of Eden Kelly Parish Church for many decades. Many of you have been following God in the company of the congregation of Dyke Parish Church for years and years too. Some of you have joined one or other of these congregations more recently, finding a community with whom you are journeying in faith. And Dyke and Eden Kelly congregations have been companions on the way for very many years already. It's been a long and faithful journey, and today marks a new stage in that ongoing journey. From the 1st of January, you committed to journeying even more closely together in this larger community, a larger community of faith. Today we're celebrating a new congregation of Dyke and Eden Kelly Parish Church of Scotland. Oscar approves, and a new single united congregation of God's people. Today we commit to continuing to follow God's way together, all of us together. And today's service will, I hope, remind us that God leads us and feeds us on that journey. God leads us. as individuals and as a congregation of God's church. We may not have a big shining star to follow, but we have the Word of God to guide us. The Word of God, which is made known to us in the Bible and in the big book of God's creation, and also revealed to us in the life of Jesus. God wants us to know God's ways. So God gives us many opportunities to learn about life and love, to know forgiveness and a fresh start, and to be welcomed into God's communion of Father, Son, Spirit and Church. And it can be difficult to discern God's will and God's ways, so God also gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit to help us. The Holy Spirit comes as a comfort in our afflictions and a challenge when we get complacent. The Holy Spirit is a teacher and guide, opening our hearts and minds to God's ways. The Holy Spirit brings gifts to build us up together as a community of God's people, so we are equipped to learn and share and journey together. God leads us on our journey in many ways, if we are willing to be led, and if we pay attention, looking for our star, our light, to guide us. Do we read the Bible open to the Spirit's promptings? Do we pay attention to the wonders of God's creation open to the Spirit's insights? Do we pay attention to each other, open to the Spirit at work in every member of the congregation, whatever age or however old or new within the community? God can lead us if we let him lead, and if we give time, energy and attention to looking and listening for God's ways. The wise men had to be looking for the star to find it and follow it. We need to do the same, to look for God's ways, to then follow them. But it can be a long journey. It's a lifelong journey, learning and following God's ways. It can sometimes be a struggle within ourselves and with those we journey alongside. Community, love, church, these aren't always easy ways to live, though they are God's ways. We not only need God to lead us, but we need to find strength for the journey. And so God also feeds us. God feeds us in many ways too. God feeds us through reading and listening, through song and prayer, through silence and discussion, through beauty and wonder. God feeds our bodies, minds and souls through the creation around us and through those who harvest its gifts. God feeds us in solitude and also through the people we gather with in this congregation. God knows that we need strength and courage for the journey of faith, however long it is, however unknown the path ahead. And today we also celebrate communion as a tangible, tasteable, touchable reminder that God feeds us in all those ways and more. Jesus ate and drank with many all his life, sharing meals with anyone and everyone, getting to know folk. Jesus fed his friends before the challenge of Good Friday, no matter how unfaithful some of them were going to be. And Jesus fed his friends again after his resurrection, knowing their human needs. And Jesus feeds us, his disciples and friends now, knowing our needs and our weaknesses and the way ahead for us. God feeds us for our journey, which we share with others. And so God also feeds us together, a whole church family, young and old, new and experienced. God feeds us together and also feeds us through one another, as when we serve communion, we are serving and being served. We are preparing and receiving the meal we share. Today we're marking a new stage on our journey, particularly your journey as Dyke and Eden Kelly Parish Church. We are committing to following God's ways together. We will follow God's ways together, and God leads us to do that. Perhaps not with a star, but with words read and heard in Father, Son, and Spirit, and in a community equipped by the gifts of the Spirit. We will follow God's ways together, and God feeds us with bread and grape juice, with shared love and experience, in a community serving and being served. We will follow God's ways together and can offer God what we can as we go. We give God our gifts and our talents, our time and energy, and our attention and commitment. So today, this year, wherever the journey takes us, may we look and listen for God, and may we find the strength to keep following God's ways together. Amen. I would invite Janet White on behalf of the Presbytery to lead us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I bring you the warm greetings and congratulations of the Presbytery of Moray on this, your journey into the future. And I also want to say how pleased I am to be here, because I do have some history with Dyke and Edenkillie Church. My husband did his trials for licence here in the late 1980s, which is about 30 years ago. So I feel I'm right to be here. And now to the Act of Union. Members of the congregations of Dyke Parish Church and Edenkillie Parish Church, having agreed to come together and be one congregation in Christ Jesus, under the designation of Dyke and Edenkillie Parish Church, do you pledge yourselves in the presence of God and depending on his help to be faithful to the covenant of unity, love, and peace into which you are now entering, for the better service of Christ's kingdom and the glory of his name? Will you signify your assent by standing? To the glory of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we consecrate this union and dedicate ourselves to the worship of God and the service of his kingdom. Now, therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only King and Head of the Church, I declare you to be united in one congregation. Some words from Ephesians. Spare no effort to make fast with bonds of peace the unity which the Spirit gives. And from Colossians, live in union with Christ Jesus as Lord, be rooted in him, be built in him, grow strong in the faith, let your hearts overflow with thankfulness. Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and living God, you loved us before we could love you, and you gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to show us the greatness of your love. Fill our lives with his Spirit of service, that together we may be the instruments of his love, and give ourselves for his sake and for the sake of others, as Christ in his love gave himself for us. Bless us with the wisdom and power of your Spirit, that we may bear our witness with courage and enthusiasm, and commend the gospel of Christ to our generation. Grant us fresh faith and vision, new life and power, and abounding joy in all our service. We pray for the renewal of the whole church, for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of our nation and community. We pray for the release of those who are weighed down with troubles and the relief of those who are in need. We pray for the care and comfort of our families and friends, and for the health and happiness of all people. And rejoicing in the communion of saints, we remember with thanksgiving the faithful in every age and place, and especially those most dear to us. Keep us in unbroken fellowship with your whole church in heaven and on earth, and bring us all at the last to the joy and fulfillment of life eternal through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you, John. Whoever you are, this table is spread for you. Whatever you have done, this table is spread for you. Whatever your faults or fears, your faith or doubt, this table is spread for you. Whoever you are, whatever your journey may have taken you, this table is spread for you. And Jesus invites you, invites us all to come. We sing our communion hymn, 624, in Christ there is no east or west, 624. We do here, we do an imitation of what Christ first did. To his followers of every age, Jesus gave an example and command, rooted in the experience he shared with his disciples in an upstairs room in Jerusalem. On the night on which he was betrayed, and as they were sitting at a meal, Jesus took a piece of bread and broke it. He gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, it is broken for you. Do this to remember me." Later, after they had eaten, he took a cup of wine and said, "This cup is a new relationship with God made possible because of my death. Do this, all drink this, all of you, to remember me." So now, following Jesus' example and command, we take this bread and this wine, the ordinary things of the world which Christ will make special. And as he said a prayer before sharing, let us do so too. Let us pray. Loving God, you made this world marvellous for us to enjoy. You gave Jesus to be our friend and to bring us to you. You send your Spirit to make us one family in Christ. For these gifts of your love, we thank you and join with angels and saints in joyful praise. For your kindness to us and your goodness to all, we give you thanks. We thank you that you showed your love by sending your Son, who gave his life for us and rose again from death and lives to pray for us and with us forever. We thank you that he has taken away all that separates us from you and has made us friends with you and with one another. We thank you that he has brought us together at this table to strengthen us by his love. Send your Holy Spirit on us and on these your gifts of bread and wine, that we may know Christ's presence real and true, and be his faithful followers, showing your love for the world. All this we ask as your people gather to follow you, in the name of Jesus, our Lord and friend. Amen. Among friends, gathered around a table, Jesus took bread and broke it and said, "This is my body broken for you." Later, he took a cup of wine and said, "This is a new relationship with God made possible because of my death. take out all of you to remember me. Eat this, the bread of heaven. Drink this, the cup of salvation. Well, here is your Lord coming to you in bread and wine. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ, who has fed us, is our peace. Strangers and friends, male and female, old and young, he has broken down the barriers to bind us to him and to each other. So having tasted his goodness, let us share his peace. The peace of God be with you. And I invite you to share the peace of Christ with those around you in a handshake or a hug, depending on what you feel is appropriate. Years I've been duffer spine and hope, and having started that, it now takes ages, but it's lovely. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have put your life into our hands. Now we put our lives, our church, our communities into yours. Take us, renew and remake us. What we have been is past, what we shall be through you still awaits us. Lead us on. Take us with you. Amen. And probably our last chance this year to sing a Christmas carol. We'll sing of the light that comes, that leads us as God guides us in the little town of Bethlehem in 304.
Together in the unity, love, and peace of God, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with us all, now and always. Amen.